This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana is one of just 9 states that treats 17-year-olds as adults when it comes to any criminal offense. Now that's about to change as the full House has passed Senate Bill 324.
It creates a mandate that certain 17-year-olds be treated as juveniles and not as adults for certain offenses. So you're talking more or less crimes where it's kind of a no-brainer, a theft or something like that, that really should be treated as a juvenile.
Livingston Representative Sherman Mack handled the so-called Raise the Age bill on the House floor Thursday. But it wasn't the argument for justice or even who backed the bill that resonated with House members.
This was a part in the governor's package.
Is there some money in this somewhere?
Monroe Representative Jay Morris asked the question, and Mack had an answer.
It cost more to incarcerate a 17-year-old as a juvenile in an adult facility. An adult, that costs you about $60 a day. When you incarcerate a juvenile, that costs you about $250 a day. We may end up saving some money.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger stepped in with an additional argument.
Isn't there a federal law that requires special treatment of 17-year-olds that get incarcerated with adults? In fact, there are complications and expenditures that are required.
And lawsuits.
And lawsuits related to continuing to put 17-year-olds in a general population prison. And so at least part of the reason to do this is to ensure we're in compliance with those federal laws.
The governor issued a statement saying, quote, "I look forward to signing this bill into law." For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.